Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So even though today isn't officially bring your dog to work today, we did, and we've already had poo-poo studio. Yeah, so my teeth are turning brown as well as my lungs, because I'm dizzy. I was into poo-poo, yeah, you do poo-poo. I'm not embarrassing you. I know. Okay, shh. Nobody's supposed to know that you did poo-poo studio. Shh. Anyway, we have Uzi. Uzi has been very famous. We have a very famous dog. Uzi has been in videos showing everybody how to do CPR. Uzi has also been in famous videos looking at chasing the kitty cats, right? Uzi has been in a lot of pictures of waking mommy up in the middle of the night. So when we cover insomnia, when we cover constipation, when we cover hemorrhoids, it's all about his. I know, it's all about your Uzi Dizzy. Because this is Uzi Dizzy. So it was bring dog to work today. Well, now, was that a good idea? I don't know. All right, hold on. Oh, my God. Uzi. Ah. And there it goes. All right. Hi, Uzo. Uzi mad. Uzi grumpy. Uzi's so grumpy now. So, bringing your dog to work, is that a good idea? Is that a bad idea? I don't know. And I tell you something. I have always advocated for bringing your dog to work. But one of the reasons why we brought Uzi today is we're having an issue with the stupid fire alarm. The fire alarm battery. Remember I told you for days we couldn't figure out which ones? So we just replaced all of them. Another one started ringing. Now the cat, I mean, they always look grumpy, so you can't tell if they're bothered by it or not. But the dog gets bothered. She gets freaked out. So I had to bring her to work today because we couldn't figure out which one. I mean, we've already changed out all of them. And I'm standing under the fire alarm waiting. Okay, is this one going to chirp? Is this one going to chirp? The problem is every time it chirps, she runs. So I had to bring Uzi to work, and then, of course, we had a little poopa time. Honestly, she has a whole day to go boo-boo, and she has to do it here. It's okay. It's okay. It's you get used to it. You get used to it after a while. We've aired the place out. So bringing your pet to work day is, I think, June 23rd, so we're a little bit off with that. And it's a good idea in that workplace is happy. It is really hard to be in a grumpy mood when you see somebody's pet. Now, keep in mind, it's bring your dog to work day on June 23rd. I tried to look. Where's bring your cat? I brought cats to work, and again, they do poo-poo, and they do pee-pee, and you have to bring the potty box so they don't go poo-poo and pee-pee studio, and then they'll go meow, and they'll look grumpy, and it's just not as fun. So when somebody comes by and goes, oh, what a beautiful cat, the cat's like, meow. Like, okay, that's not fun. So dogs, I think they just may bring your dog to work. Apparently they think dogs are easier. And I think having your pet at work or having a support animal really does decrease the stress, decrease anxiety, decrease depression. I think stress animals are fantastic. But in terms of the average person making, you know, once a week, bring your dog to work a day, because that's being, by the way, now discussed. Because now that people are being asked to come back to work, they're like, but I don't want to leave my pet. They're like, but didn't you have the pet pre-COVID? No, I have a new pet. And my pet does not know what it's like when I'm not at home, so I need to bring the pet to work. And they're not wrong. If your pet has always been around you and now you're leaving 8-9 hours a day, the pet could have an issue. So now people are trying to find ways to bring their pet to work, and employers are like, what the hell do we do here? So I do think it's therapeutic. I think if somebody can have limitations, but what are the cons? Well, con is poo-poo studio. That's a big con. Another con is it is a distraction. I don't work as well because I always have to see what she's doing. And if you're a pet owner, you always need to let them know you're there and that you're still mommy or daddy or alpha. You know, because the pet's going to try to, like, do things. They're going to be like, ooh, I'm in a new place, so I could go into here, and I could nibble on food I'm not supposed to eat. So you have to still yell at the dog, like you do at home, to let them know that, no, they're not supposed to do that. I don't really yell at them. I don't really do that. But I'm like, ooze. And I lower my voice when I'm mad. I'm like, ooze. You know, or I'll growl. I'll growl like, you know, I do that to the kids. So if I don't want to yell in public, I'll just go, and, you know, they're like, who did that? Yeah, I'm like, oh, no. Yeah, and they're like, oh, my God, is there a, you know, jaguar here? Is there an animal? And the kids are like, that's my mom. She's growling at us because we're doing something that she doesn't like, you know. So now, you know, waiter's like, would you like dessert? You know, and I'm about to say yes. And the kids are like, no, no dessert. Yes, we would like to see the dessert menu. So anyway, if you do bring your pet to work, they have to go pee-pee. They have to go potty, so you got to make sure you can take them out. You got to make sure you can feed them. You have to make sure you can give them water. And you also have to make sure they don't get anxious. Okay, I've had animals that don't want to stay in my office. And they will start walking along to other people's offices. Well, if you have other people allergic to them, that's a bad idea. So before you bring any animal, make sure you don't have somebody with a cat allergy or a dog allergy. Another thing, too, is you might have a pet that will never bite you. And you will swear they'll never bite you. Now, even when you do tickle attack and all that, and they might scratch you, they'll never bite you. But there could be something about a stranger that they see that could remind, especially when you have we have a lot of rescue pets. Uzi's not rescue pet, but our other pets are rescue pets. When you do have a rescue pet, if there was something that happened to them in the past, and then they see a new person that reminds them of that owner, or that, they'll get all, you know, bitey and get into attack mode. So I would say before you do that, and, you know, I know it's not officially that day for a few months, but there's a lot of individuals who are like, I got to bring my pet because I have, you know, we're not working remote anymore. Keep in mind that there's a lot of things you need to kind of think about. And that animal will not want to be in your office or cubicle for 8 hours. Your dog may be very comfortable sitting next to you when you work at home, but that's because it's their environment. They have their other pets. They have their toys. Another environment could scare them. So, see what you can do. You know, we do have Uzi today, but you can see Uzi did not want to be on air. Uzi has a little attitude today. She and I are going to have a little discussion later because there were, you know, some duties she was supposed to perform today, and she's not performing them at all. Except going poo-poo. 1-877-DOT-TELL.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one of you had asked, this was a couple weeks ago, about how I feel about personal trainers. You had failed your New Year's resolution when it came to the gym. I think we all have. And, I mean, I still work out, and I do my, I just didn't make a change in 2023. I still work out every day, and I just didn't make the additional changes I was hoping to. And so you thought that would a personal trainer step things up a bit for you. I do. I'm a big fan of personal trainers. The only time I've had issues with personal trainers is when somebody has a significant injury and the trainer doesn't tell them to get checked out by a medical provider first to make sure we're not making it worse. And if the personal trainer doesn't recognize signs of rhabdomyolysis, where you're pushing the muscle so much that now you have muscle breakdown and it could throw somebody into kidney failure. So as long as a personal trainer is very aware of medical issues or overuse and will work side by side with one's physician, I think it is absolutely fantastic. And so, interestingly, there was this one article, and before I get to this one article, I do want to say I love the idea of you having somebody who's your coach. I like coaches. I've always found the concept of having a coach fantastic. In fact, when I've had patients who were having trouble with their kids, my kid doesn't listen to me, my kid, you know, he's obstinate, he talks back, and I go, does he do that to his coach? I'm like, what are you talking about? He doesn't have a coach. He's not in any sports? Put the kid in sports. Put the kid in sports, and he'll learn how not to talk back. I mean, we used to put people in the military, and they came out really respectful. They realized their parents are nothing like a drill sergeant. So, I think a coach, now I get it, some coaches are jerks, I get that. But a coach, you know, is very goal-focused and training-focused and will push you harder when you want to quit. We'll teach you some fantastic concepts when it comes to quitting and how we're not quitters and, you know, how you could do more than you think you do. In fact, the coaches can actually build confidence. I know you think coaches are all about tearing you down. But when the coach says, what are you doing? You can play better than that. You're playing like a, you know, a weenie. Blah, 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 you know, and you're like, well, they're putting me down. They're putting me down. Actually, that's a compliment. They're saying that you have athletic performance in you. You have that ability. You just got to find it. Same thing with singing. I didn't think I could sing. Nowadays, nobody could think I could sing. But I had one coach that said, yes, you can. You can hit that octave. Go for it. I'm like, no, I can't. No, I can't. And then he got me to hit it. I was like, oh, wow. Okay, so I can hit the octave by musical training. Stop the giggling. And so there's, you work a muscle. So interestingly, Yahoo News Insider has an article. A 43-year-old personal trainer has tweeted cheat codes, 20 workout cheat codes that he wishes he had known 20 years ago. And it seems to kind of help you with your workouts. So one tip, which I think is fantastic, and I used to do this, is rather than counting your reps, one, two, count backwards. 20, 19, 18, 17. He said counting backward from your target number of reps instead of counting up to it from one can remind you there's a set number of reps you're trying to finish. And it could trick your mind into finishing the reps. I want to give credit where credit is due. His name is Dan Goh. And I'm looking at his Twitter right now. So some of the things he says is count backwards from your desired rep target. Tricks your mind. He says creatine is the most researched supplement with literally zero side effects. Take 5 grams daily to help build muscle and improve brain health. With this, I would say please check with your medical provider. I have had individuals where they took in too much and their kidneys were not handling it. So make sure, again, you run that by your medical provider. He recommends eating 0.8 to 1 grams of protein per pound of body weight to build and maintain muscle. Now, I do think people underestimate protein supplements or protein quantities and supplementation you could get in vegetables and a lot of natural foods and nuts. So I think if this all doesn't have to be red meat. I also am not a big fan of protein powder. But I would definitely bone up on foods that can increase your protein. They say do some plyometrics before a lower body workout and medical ball throws before an upper body workout. This trains your nervous system to use power when lifting. He says do your weakest muscles in the beginning of the workout. Start with your weakest side first when doing single joint movements. So for me, my stronger side is right. A lot of us will just go right for the right. We'll do our right first. They said, don't, start with your left. If you want to build muscle, you must aim to get a bit better. This is called progressive overload. And then he talks about how to do that. So one thing that personal trainers do or coaches do or your workout buddy does is they push you. And so if you're only going to do a 20, 30-minute workout at home, but you're going to the gym with your friend, you're going to work out for 2 hours. Maybe it's peer pressure. Maybe it's because everybody else is working out. But the big thing with working out is you need to have, it's different folks, strokes for different folks, but you need to have goals. You know, so for some people it's, I'm going to see this amount of patients a day, or I'm going to eat this many vegetables a day, or I'm going to walk this many steps. We talked about the pedometer. Back in the 1960s, during the Tokyo Olympics, a company wanted to, market their pedometer and came up with this random 10,000 steps. So people have said, okay, it has to be 10,000 steps. Although a study last week saying 8,000 steps can help, you know, your longevity and decrease all-cause death. But I don't care, 10,000 steps, 12,000 steps, make a goal. If you don't meet that goal, walk back and forth in your house. But when you do make a goal, but make it an attainable goal, it's very therapeutic and euphoric. And so the biggest problem we've had with these, you know, New Year's resolutions or these failed diets is we fail, and we use that word fail. All right? No. You're not failing. Okay? You fall off a bike. Did you fail bike riding? No. You got back on the bike. When you tripped running track, and I did you fail track and field? No, you didn't. Now, maybe it cost you a race, but you didn't necessarily fail the whole sport. Same thing with weight loss. If that diet didn't work or something else kind of, all right, try something new. Tweak it a little bit. And starting with your weaker side, I like that idea because a lot of us will go to the easier side and do the easier first. And the argument will be, well, I need to, you know, reward my brain and I want my brain to think I'm stronger. The thing is the first 5 minutes of your workout is already, you know, it's already one of those free zones. So you might as well work on your harder side. This way, when you start to get a little bit of mental fatigue, you're switching to the easier. He says, think about the muscles you're exercising, using your mind to contract them. This has got his mind-to-muscle connection. Just like Kegel exercises, you're using your mind to clench, and that can help with urine incontinence and other issues. So thinking about it is, you know, think about the muscle you want to contract. Think about the muscle groups. I love the idea of you looking at, you know, these maps of the body, then these images and graphics, so you could see the muscle so you know what you're doing. Because many people are like, well, I'm seeing the gym equipment, but they're visual, and they're not really learning what they're doing. Look at these video graphics or these images that show which muscles you're contracting. If you want to build muscle, they say increase energy and recover faster and focus on your sleep. Better sleep habits, the better you become. It's true. If you're not sleeping, you're not repairing your muscle. Also, if you notice, the weightlifters will focus on one point. You're like, well, look at me. I look good. They're not going to look at you. All right? When they're lifting, focus on one part of the wall. All right? And then concentrate on the muscle you're contracting. He also says, allow yourself to take an exercise to failure 10% of the time. Meaning, don't wait until you're absolutely about to fall. Leave a couple reps in the tank so you still have that kind of mental, like, okay, I did this. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation taxation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News update. At least one tornado from a huge, powerful storm has caused multiple deaths and injuries around Bollinger County, Missouri, just west of Cape Girardeau. The Missouri Highway Patrol says a search and rescue operation is underway. The twister came from a line of storms that stretches from Michigan to Texas and is expected to bring more devastation as the day continues. President Biden will visit Ireland and Northern Ireland next week on the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. That peace deal brokered by the U.S. helped end decades of violence between pro-Ireland Catholics and pro-Britain Protestants. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other lawmakers from both parties are in Southern California to meet with the president of Taiwan. China, which considers Taiwan its territory, has warned against what will be the highest-level meeting of a Taiwanese president on U.S. soil since 1979. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you're going to hear a lot of people say, I can't eat that. I can't eat that. Sorry, need to pass. And you're like, what are you talking about? It's a burrito. It's a what are you talking about? Well, because it's Passover. So a lot of us Jews are celebrating Passover. We're not supposed to have yeast in our bread, which has been translated to no bread, no cakes, no cookies, no brownies, nothing that could rise and be leavened. We are allowed to have matzah, those crackers that are flat and pointy and hard and crispy that constipate you. We're allowed to have that. And Passover is one of our larger holidays, very, very sacred, very widely observed. And it commemorates the Israelites' enslavement and departure from Egypt. Not all Israelites wanted to leave. Some felt it was scarier to go and wander in the desert. They felt, you know, better to deal with the devil you know than the devil you don't. And interestingly, I think Ramses II, the tomb has just been uncovered, and I think it's been on display. I heard about that recently. But Passover, which is celebrated starting tonight, the date is set by the lunar-based calendar, so it occurs during the Hebrew month of Nisan. And basically, we were in ancient Egypt for centuries when Joseph, you know, Joseph, the coat of many colors, the son of Jacob and founder of one of the 12 tribes, moved his family there. There was a severe famine in the homeland of Canaan, so they moved to Egypt. A lot of Jews moved there, settled. Everything seemed to be fine. We were in the province of Goshen. Population grew. But the Egyptians began to see us as a threat. And eventually, a pharaoh came into power who ordered the enslavement and the systematic drowning of the firstborn sons into the Nile River. Now, one of these infants was put into the river to save. A woman gave birth. She put her baby into the water. And Pharaoh's daughter rescued him and adopted the boy, calling him Moses, one who was pulled out. Moses grows up in an Egyptian family, but he becomes aware of his true identity, and he sees the Egyptians' brutal treatment of his fellow Hebrews and Israelites, and he kills an Egyptian slave master. He escapes to the Sinai Peninsula, and he lives there as a shepherd. Well, God comes to him and says, you need to return to Egypt and let our Hebrews go. Get them out of there. And Moses was like, so what? You want me to do what? That's kind of a big country. You got a pharaoh there. How do you want me to do that? And God says, well, take a brother, Aaron. Now, I think Moses reunited with his real brother and family. But Aaron came, and they went to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh refused, Ramses II. They're like, okay, I don't know who you are, so the answer is no. All right, we have slaves, this is what they're doing, they're building things, they're no, just because you're asking for us, no. Well, Moses said, well, God's going to be mad, and he is going to release some plagues. And Pharaoh's like, yeah, we'll see. So God did. First one was turning the Nile River red with blood. Then there was disease. There were frogs and diseased livestock, boils, hailstorms, darkness, multiple plagues. And then culminating with the death of Egyptian firstborn sons. Now, this didn't all happen at once. This happened in stages. And as we're going to be talking about later this week, how there has been some scientific correlation with how the plagues evolved and how science can't explain how that happened. Red algae being the blood, fish dying, frogs not being able to be near the water, getting their what they eat. So then they go inland, and now you have more frogs. And then, you know, it's interesting how scientists have put together how this could have happened exactly in that order. We're still confused on how the firstborn sons died. But when Moses, between each plague, said, all right, let my people go, Pharaoh's like, nah. So it was finally the last one where an avenging angel was going to come and kill each firstborn. But how do you protect the Hebrew slaves from this happening? So Moses told them to use lamb's blood, put it on your doorposts, so the angel of death will pass over that house. So everybody did that. And, oh, Siri's listening. Sorry. So all the apparently Hebrews or Israelites did that, so that when the angel of death came, it didn't hit those homes. Pharaoh said, okay, I'm done. Get out. Just get out, because his son allegedly died. So Moses leads them. Now, you know, I've come from Jewish families. My guess is they started to complain. Sorry? Like, excuse me, you want us to do what? Well, I'm baking something. So let me, you know, when I'm ready, I'm baking some food for the trip. Let me get this because, you know, we got a lot of mouths to feed. Moses is like, we need to bounce now. They're like, but it's not done. He goes, the Pharaoh's going to change his mind. Get out, grab and go. So as many people started to flee, and Pharaoh did change his mind. So he sends his soldiers to retrieve the slaves. And mind you, because he lost his son, he was going to probably kill everybody. So they get to the Red Sea, and Moses, according to the story, Moses is like, okay, now what? Well, God causes the sea to part. So the Israelites, Hebrews, Jews can flee. As they get across, as the Egyptian army follows, God makes the water go back, drowns them. Now, the Jews have this geological barrier, and they were able to escape and move on and go to Palestine. And they wandered for about 40 years until they finally made it to Canaan, later known as the land of Israel. So we have a Seder commemorating this. The first two nights, we get together and we do the Seder, which was ended up being Jesus' Last Supper, and which is why Passover follows so closely to Easter. And we use foods to remind us, certain foods remind us, bitter herbs, of, you know, the horror they went through, you know, mortar, this apple fruity thing that kind of was supposed to be the mortar of what they had to use to build, you know, the pyramids and the temples and things like that. The tears, salt water of the tears that, you know, the Israelites and the Jews had to, I don't know if we call them Israelites because it wasn't Israel yet, but the Hebrews at the time. And so, and we use matzah or unleavened bread to recognize that the Jews didn't have time to bake the bread. And I don't know if you guys have ever made noise or been too quick to pull a cake out and it falls and it doesn't rise. We eat unleavened bread for the next week. Now, I get very constipated during this time. I find it very, very difficult, but I do it. You know, in the Jewish religion, if you have a medical condition, they don't make you do it. But, you know, for me, I want to follow the religion, so I will, but, it's not easy. But it wasn't easy for my family. And so for me to complain about some constipation and some hemorrhoids, you know, is nothing compared to what our ancestors dealt with. So it's a beautiful ceremony, and it's an amazing, amazing biblical story in Exodus. And, it's what we celebrate today. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So we are seeing a rise in colon cancer in young people. It is now the third most common cancer among men and women. 100,000 cases a year, 52,000 deaths a year. And it's preventable. Usually the cases would be in older individuals, those with a family history, those who had very, very bad diets, high in nitrates, those who might have had an inflammatory bowel disease such as Crohn's or another sort of genetic condition that caused multiple polyps. But we keep hearing of younger individuals who end up having symptom, thinking it was just, I'm constipated, or I had food poisoning, or I had a hemorrhoid, and then later become diagnosed with cancer. There's a quiz called Fight Colorectal Cancer, all right? It's a 13-question quiz. Some of the questions are like, are you younger than 45 or older than 45? So, if you're younger than 45, that's a point. Have you had a first-degree relative, parent, brother, sister, child with colon or rectal cancer? Now, this is tricky, especially like my father. My father died of a heart attack before he could get diagnosed with colon cancer, which I thought he probably had. But I'm going to put no for that one. Do you have a history of polyps in your colon or rectum? Well, if the average person hasn't gotten tested, you know, then they don't know. Do you have a history of inflammatory bowel disease, like Crohn's, IBD? All right, yes or no? And then you get to answer that. Are you overweight? All right, we talked about that. BMI, over 25, over 30, you're obese, over 40, morbidly obese. Do you smoke or have you ever had smoked? Smoking puts you at risk. They also ask, are you physically active? So if you're physically active, that obviously helps. Then if you're not, do you eat a diet high in red meats, processed meats, and fat? Now, some of you might say, nah, but, you know, if you're eating burgers all the time, bacon, you know, do you have two or more drinks of alcohol per day? Now, a younger person might do that. Do you eat a diet low in fibers, grains, vegetables, and fruit? Many people do. Do you have type 2 diabetes? That can also be a risk factor. Now, some people think no, but have you gotten tested? Have you ever been diagnosed with breast, ovarian, or uterine cancer? That's another question they ask. And then, are you African American? This is something I have said, that black individuals can be at higher risk, and we need to screen them and suggest that they get tested. Now, when you take the test, you know, with my answers, I don't know if it's going to give me, get my results. Let me see. And I had a total, I'm at low risk, 3 out of 13. But I'm at higher risk, I believe, because I do have a family history, even though it's grandparents. And I have it on both sides. So I don't have a first degree relative, but I do have. So where I think we have a problem is we aren't going to the doctor. And I know you guys are sick of me saying this. Yeah, it's like, oh, she's a doctor, and so she wants doctors to make money. It's not that. The problem is when patients would come in, now remember, I closed my office in 2016. So that was before the telemedicine boom, because I went to teach. And when patients would come in, I would ask them about their pee and the poo. And I'd ask them, do you have any blood in the stool? And if they did, I sent them to a GI doctor to get a colonoscopy. Because blood in the stool could be a sign of colon cancer. And I diagnosed colon cancer really early in many individuals. And I think I've only had one patient die of colon cancer, but they weren't my patient before they had colon cancer. They came to me when they were already stage 4. So they were unfortunately already, and they were found late. But everybody else we caught pretty damn early. Now, what's happening nowadays? Well, with Thomas, I get calls all the time saying, hi, I have hemorrhoids. I need hemorrhoid cream. I need a refill of my hemorrhoid cream, they say. And I'm like, has the doctor looked down there? Oh, I know it is because I feel a lump. All right. A hemorrhoid can feel like a lump, but so can cancer. Rectal cancer can feel like a lump. When you were diagnosed, did you get screened? Did anybody see why you got a hemorrhoid? You know, is it because you have a mass higher up, so you keep having to push? So when you push, you start to dilate the vein? No. So my worry is we have individuals, and when you do telemedicine, you don't always get the same doctor. Now, you might have a family provider, And that's the person that you are seeing over the phone rather than going to their clinic. But if you're using these telemedicine companies where you get somebody from a different state every day or every time you call, and you're asking for refills, those are the groups of individuals where I worry. What about those with constipation? I'm constipated, so I need more stool softeners. Or they don't call in, they just go and treat themselves over the counter. Those are the ones I'm really worried about. And so I want to warn you all that if at all you have any blood in the stool, and I know many of you are like, oh gosh, you know, I don't want to get a colonoscopy, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I don't want to, you know, go through the embarrassment. I'm telling you right now, it is much more embarrassing when you have to have a colectomy and part of your colon removed, and you have a bag that is collecting your poo-poo on your abdomen, and you are on a date, and you have to explain before you have sex with that person and take off your clothes that they are going to see a bag of your stool. That is a little bit more embarrassing. Get yourselves checked out. And if at all you have bleeding, you need to be evaluated in person, because we don't know where that blood is coming from. And we don't know why you got a hemorrhoid or a tear. And so now we're starting to recommend people get screened at 45, whereas they used to be 50, especially if they're at higher risk. If you're even at higher risk, my doctor started screening me in my 30s. They didn't mess around. But signs of colon cancer, if you have it and it's already spread, it's already, you know, prevalent, is bleeding, blood in the stool, streaking the stool, a change in bowel habits. So let's say you never have diarrhea, and all of a sudden you're having diarrhea, and you can't think of another reason for that. Or all of a sudden you're constipated, and you don't know why. If you've been losing weight, if you're very tired, but you can't explain it, you can't say it's COVID or something else. If you're having abdominal pain, if you're over 50, if you have a family history of it, if you've ever had a polyp, need to be removed and biopsied. Because all cancer will grow from a polyp. Not all polyps will turn to cancer. But if colon cancer is going to grow, it's going to start from a polyp. So if you remove the polyp, that cancer can't grow. If you have Crohn's disease, inflammatory bowel disease, you've got to be in touch with your doctor. I know a lot of you guys are getting your medicines over the phone. Make sure you still see your doctor. If you have an unhealthy lifestyle where you don't, you know, eat your vegetables and fiber, if you eat a lot of red meat, if you aren't exercising, if we can catch it early, your survival rate is much, much better. So don't blow off blood in your stool. 1-877-DOLLY.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.